Okay, let's learn. Vayihi b'shalach paro yasam. Paro sent out the people. V'lo nocham alukim. Hashem did not allow them. Before I forget, tomorrow night, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. I have to go away tomorrow night to an event right here around the corner. But I don't think I'm going to be able to give the shiur. It's cool for 7:30, and it's going to be on time. I have to be there for a few minutes, but I have to really be there exactly during the time of the shiur. So then come back. It's just the whole thing is not possible. So I'm going to ask Rabbi Maevsky. We'll see. But just keep in mind that tomorrow night we're going to have a different someone else or whatever. We'll see what happens. But keep in mind, I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. Vayihi b'shalach paro yesa'am. Paro, he sent out the people lo nachavu lukim Hashem lo nachavu lukim derech eretz plishtim, and Hashem did not nacham. What does it mean, the word nacham? So we like to translate the word nacham to mean Hashem did not lead them. Lead, L-E-A-D. He did not lead them derech the way erech plishtim. Why not? Ki karoifu, because it was karoif. It was near. It was not far to go. And why? What's the problem? Ki amar lechem Hashem said, pen yinochem ha'am. Maybe people will relent. They will regret what they have done. Bir oisam milchama, when they see war, the shavu mitzrayma, they will return to Egypt. What does all of this mean? Rashi, he b'shach paro, v'loy nocham. Rashi translates the word v'loy nocham, v'loy nohagam. Hashem did not lead them. Nohagam, a nahag. What's a nahag? I think it's a modern word, right? It's a driver. A nahag is a driver. In Israel, you want to get a taxi, and the taxi has a nahag meir. Is that correct? Is a nahag a driver? I think it means a driver in modern Hebrew. Kmo lech nechei esa'am behisalecha tancha oisach. When you go, I will lead you. When you escape, I will guide you. Okay, so Hashem did not guide the people. Why not? Ki karoifu. Because it's easy to return on that road to Egypt. There are many different midrashim. What milchama are we referring to? Milchemes vayered ho amoleki v'haknani. Because they're going to encounter Amalek and the Canaanim. Imholchu derech yosher hayu choizrim. If they're going to go on a simple road, they're going to return. And how do we know this to be the correct? Because we can make a kal v'chomer. What is the kal v'chomer? Uma'im kishi kifam derech me'ukam. Madach, if on Hashem he caused them to go in a circuitous route. Hakafa. Hashem made them go in hakafa. It's derech me'ukam. A road that's crooked. Amru, they said, Nitna Rosh, let us appoint a leader. V'nashuva mitzrayva. Im halicham bipshuta. If I lead them on a straight road, al achas kama v'kama. How much more so when they go back? It's very interesting. It's not a matter of distance. It's a matter of ease. Is it easy to travel if you go on a straight road? It seems that if you're going on a straight highway, and you have a problem, what do? You just make an about face and you return from where you've come from. But if you're traveling on a circuitous route where you have to remember left, right, there are many different twists and turns in the road, then if you want to go back, it's very hard to remember and follow all of the twists and turns to get back where you've come. It's not a matter of time. It's not a matter of distance. It's a matter of complexity. Okay, that's a very interesting point. The whole issue over here is Hashem sent them out on a complex route with Waze. Right, you ever go with Waze? It can drive you crazy. You go your whole life, you go one way. You travel to this place and you know how to go. You go in your sleep. And then one day you get Waze, before Waze, remember you used to get it, you have the GPS, you put in your car, and all of a sudden it tells you, make a left here, make a right here. What? What is it telling me to do? So one day you say, you know what, let me try. If the computer tells me to go this way, let's see what the computer has to say. And you try. So one of two things happen. It's 50-50. Sometimes when you listen to the computer and you do what it says, you get there very quickly. And you say to yourself, wow, unbelievable. This little device, it really knows what it's doing. You're blown away. That's 50% of the time. And the other 50% of the time, you say, this little device is the stupidest thing I ever saw in my whole life. It took me on this crazy, crazy, convoluted path. I didn't get home any faster, probably got home even longer, and this drove me crazy. 50-50. Okay, over here, Hashem over here is saying it's not going to be 50-50. If you're going to go on this circuitous route, now you're going to there's much less of a chance that when you encounter difficulties, you're not going to go backwards. Okay, Penny Nochem, Yachshavu Machshava Shal Sheyotzu, you will think about what has happened. You left the Yitnu Lev Loshuv, and you will make an attempt. You will make a plan to return. And this is a very powerful Musa Haskell for life. In life, many times we get into very complicated issues. And when we get into the complicated issues, the complexity of the issue prevents us from ever doubting, abandoning ship. We're going down a path and we're trying to reach a destination in life. We have a plan to get a job, a plan to get to reach a new plateau, a new goal, to achieve a new goal. And when we start out on our journey, we think it's you go through the steps, it's very, very easy. And then what happens? There are two people that are traveling down this path to reach a certain destination in their life. And one of them, they both experience difficulties. And one person decides, you know what? It's time for a career change, a change in plan. I don't want to proceed to the destination anymore. It's just not worth the difficulties. The struggle is too great. And the other person says, listen, no, I'm going to continue to get to the destination. What's the difference? Why is it that some people in the middle of their journey, they make an about face and they switch, and they try something else, and other people, they continue down their path? Very often the difference is the person that switches is because he didn't struggle to get where he is now. He's heading down the highway, everything is straight. And now he gets to a blockade. So he doesn't know what it means to struggle, to sweat, to overcome an obstacle. The first time he has an obstacle, you know what? Maybe this approach, this plan is not so good, it's not for me, and he quits. And that's a tragedy, because what he was really planning to do was a very great thing. And now he has a hard time, so he quits. The other person, as he is traveling, he always, from the day one, he always struggled. Every single day there was another impediment, not like the other fellow. No, it was a small little impediment. He got over it. Another little problem, and they got over it. Another problem, got over it. Now he comes to the big, big, big problem. To him, no, it's another big problem. So another problem. I've already gone through 20 little problems. I got through those problems. I'll get through the big problem. The other fellow, this is the first time he has a problem. The first time he has a problem, he sees this massive road and this massive wall in front of him. I quit. The other person, he struggled, he knows he can overcome his problems, he'll get through this. This is what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that you did Maisa Ovay Simin Labanan. Klal Yisrael, you're going to go through Golas. This over here, V'lenoch Mulkim Derech Eretz Polishtim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is taking them on a circuitous route. Hashem is making it very, very difficult for them in their first departure, as they depart Egypt. It's difficult. It's very difficult. And it's difficult by design. Because if it would be easy just to go on the big, nice highway of 10 lanes, no traffic and just cruise along, then they can eventually, in their existence, myself a similar one, come across battles. Some very, very difficult battles. Milchemes Amalek, Milchemes Pelishtim, these things are Kanani, these things that Rashi writes over here are referring to Maisa of a similar bottom throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And then you know what? Klal Yisrael will say, we quit. Forget it. Forget it. Let's quit assimilation just to abandon everything. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very difficult from day one, the first moment we left Mitzrayim, there was a problem right away. There was a struggle the very, very first moment. And we at that time had resolved to go forward. We were excited to leave Mitzrayim. And we were able to overcome those small little difficulties. That is what gave us the resolve to go through the big difficulties. That's what Rashi over here is saying. Read Rashi over here one time. Kigoyin, look at this, Maisa Ovoi Similabonim. Milchemes, Vayered, Huamoleki, Vyaknani. This is history. Imholchu Derech Yashar. If they would travel for the first portion of their journey, Yashar, easy, no problem, smooth sailing, then when they would meet up with a big difficulty, Hayachizrin, we quit. How do I know we would quit? Because when we came to the big difficulties, we didn't want to quit. If we did want to quit, when we had after we've already been trained to overcome difficulties, alachas kamo v'kamo, what would have been if we had not been trained to overcome difficulties? Uma im kishe kifam derech meukam madoch. If when HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused them to travel in a circuitous route, which means to struggle, and they were able to overcome this, so they already had been trained, they had the experience, they had the foresight and understanding that we can survive. Or when they still said in Rishon Shivul Mitzrayim, Im Holchem B'Pshuta, you could imagine that if we had it easy, if it was smooth sailing, from the second we left Mitzrayim, there would have been no problems, and we would come across a difficulty. You can imagine how quickly we would have wanted to quit. Alachas Kama V'Kama. And the Pen Yinochim, Yachshu Machshava Sh'al Sheyotzu, they will regret. Rashi here learns the word Yinochim means to regret. They will think a thought about what they've done, about they left, the Yitnu Lev Lashuv, and they will make a decision to return to Egypt. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum says, V'hava kare was, Shalach paro yos ama v'lo da barinun Hashem. I'm assuming now the word da barinun, we got to see this, means v'lo yinochom. Hashem did not lead. Oirach, the way. Ara, pilishtoe. He's calling the derech, called the Ara. Now, is the derech eretz pilishtim? Does this mean? Is this a title? No. It's today you have, you know, the BQE, Garden State. You have all the different roads in the tri-state, whatever they're called. Every road has a name. When it says here, Derech Eretz Plishtim, is this a title? Put quotation marks. It's like the D-A-P. We have the B-Q-E. So there's the D-A-P, the Derech Eretz Plishtim. It's a title. Is that what this is? Is this the name of the big sign? Derech Eretz Plishtim. It's a name of a road. The Jackie Robinson, there's the Derech Eretz Plishtim. The Dalet Aleph Pei. It's a name of a road. Is that what it means or no? Derech Eretz Plishtim is just, it's a description that when you go to New Jersey, you go south. Figure it out. Just go south. Look at the compass. And seeing how to go south, and go somehow you'll go south for about 50 miles, and then ask some questions. How do I get to Lakewood? So is Derech Eretz Plishtim mean you go through a certain territory, or is Derech Eretz Plishtim a name of a road? Derech HaMelech Nelech. Derech HaMelech Lir, according to many, means King's Highway. Derech HaMelech is a road. There was an, it still exists today. They have this road there in I don't know where they're in wherever it is, in somewhere on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. It's called. They know where it is. It was an ancient road, and it was called Derech HaMelech. Derech HaMelech was a road, like just like we call the road over here, King's Highway. That was the name of the road, Derech HaMelech. So the question is, when it says here Derech Eretz Pelishtim, is it a title or is it a description of where we are being told to travel? So the, here in the Targum it says the Ara Pelishtoe Oirach, the road, the way. Ara Pelishtoe Oirach seems to indicate, we have to look in the Mefarsh, we'll see in a second, let's see what he says. Okay, let's do this. Are because Kariva, he, it's near. Are Omar Hashem said Dilma Ye Zuun Amor. Ooh, that's a different word. The word Yizuun sounds like Zaya, sounds like being terrified. Not what Rashi said. Rashi says Pen Yinoche means they will regret. Yitnu Machshava Al Shayotsu. And the Achseru, they'll decide to return. That doesn't seem to be what the Targum is saying. And that's why Rashi, from all the words in the Pasuk, Rashi is always coming to select words which he comes to disagree with the Targum. It's like so obvious. Rashi's commentary, it's really a shame. They never told this to me in elementary school or high school. We never touched Targum. We never touched it. Couldn't even read it. You still can't read it. Because we didn't have Svarim like this. Today we have a Dar Deah, where do you have a Sefer, like the Ma'at Sari, that can tell you all the secrets of what all these words mean? And then once you know what all these words mean, it's so clear. It's so clear that Rashi's entire commentary is just basically a response. It's a response to the Targum, and every so often he fills in some more things. Okay, let's see. B'mich Zehoin, when they will see Kirava, war. Kirava means war. The Yivisuvun Limitzrayim, and they will return to Egypt. Let's see over here what it says. Kad Shalach, the Loi Kimichilta, Umedrish Sheperisha Bishalach Lashem Livui Escort, Sheparu Liva Oisam. Okay, so there's a Michilta, and the Michilta, by the way, everyone knows the Michilta is what's called the Medrish Halacha. It is interesting that the Michilta gets involved, it makes sense. Why is he calling the Michilta? Remember, we won't spend a lot of time on this in the Shir. Really, we should go back and do this again, or the other things that we did not learn. Study the whole, all the different parts of Torah. We live in a little teeny world. All we learn is we learn Gemara, Talmud Bavli. Once in a while, I'll reference a Talmud Yerushalmi. We hear about a Medrash Rabbah. It's Babkis. There's an infinite amount of Torah out there, and one of the sections of Torah which unfortunately we don't really touch. We don't really touch this. It's the Gemara talks about them. It's interwoven into the Talmud to a degree, is what's called the body of knowledge called Medrash Halacha. What is Medrash Halacha? Well, there are different collections. I forgot everything myself. We once spent a lot of time on this. But what is the basic Medrash Halacha? There is on Chumash Shemos Mechilta. On Chumash Vayikra, the Sifra, or some call the same thing, it's called Toras Kohanim. It goes by different names. Toras Kohanim, or the Sifra, and on Bamidbar and Devarim is the Sifrei. Now you'll ask, what about Bereshis? No, these collections of what's called Medrash Halacha only deal with Halacha, not with Agoda. No Agoda. And there is no Halacha in Chumash Bereshis. There's almost nothing. And whatever there is can be picked up somewhere else. So there is no Medrash Halacha on Chumash Bereshis. And there's no Medrash Halacha on Chumash Shemos until Parshas Bo, where we start with last week's Parsha, with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. And there's Medrash Halacha on Parshas Bishalach, because according to the Mechilta, which is the Medrash of Halacha, the Bishalach is teaching us a Halacha. What is the Halacha? Livui. that when a person comes to visit you and he leaves, you don't just say goodbye and get lost. You have an obligation to escort him. Paro fulfilled the halacha. Paro was doing the halacha. Vahi bishalach Paro. Paro was milave. He escorted the Jewish people as they left. Livui. We were his guests in his country for 210 years. He did Hashem's bidding. Egypt was the shaliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam to subjugate us. Va'avodum v'inui oisam arba me'oy shana. No different than a person takes the guest into his home, you give him what to drink, what to eat, you put him up in your home, and when his stay is over, you escort him. This is a very beautiful thing, what Paro did, to escort. So that's why it's part of the Mechilta, because the Mechilta is a body of work on Halacha, and it's coming to focus on the word Shalach, Umedrash, and also it happens to be in the Medrash Agoda. Medrash Agoda, there are many bodies of work called Medrash Agoda, including the Medrash Rabbah, and there it says, Sheperishoy, Bishalach. What does the word Bishalach mean? L'shem Livui, to accompany. Sheparoi liva oisam paro, accompany them. Now let's go back, and so what does he say over here? He doesn't say that. Vahava ki shalach par, he sent out. He sat down in the Oval Office and he signed an executive order that the Jews are emancipated. Leave, open the gates. It was an executive order, shalach, that instructed the people in the country to obey, to let the Jewish people go. He did not get out of his chair to accompany, to escort. And the words of the Targum that says Kad when Shalach Paro indicates that he's coming to disagree, at least in this translation here, with the Mechilta, by not translating the word Bishlach as Levi, any form of the word of escorting. Now what Rashi, now with that Hagdama, we go to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says nothing. Quiet. Rashi, you're silent. Rashi makes no comment. Usually, when Rashi makes no comment, there's an indication that he 100% agrees with the Targum. He has nothing, no axe to grind. He has no problem. He dismissed in a disrespectful way, just sitting in his Oval Office, giving the command, signing the command, get lost, get good riddance, I sign off, I don't want to ever see you again, I have nothing to do with you. Okay, now, next thing. Here we have another word, l'shalacham, the same exact word, shalach. Omdam tirgim, there the Targum says a different translation. It says, le'aloi va'ehoin, shelivuha oisam. Don't tell me that it was not in the Targum's vocabulary to translate the word shalach to mean to escort. Because when you have exactly the same word by Avraham, Avraham escorted the Malachim. It says the word Leshalicham. There the Targum to made use of his vocabulary to mean Le'alo Vehoin. And over here the Targum did not do that. So the Targum was deliberate in telling us, I know what you want me to say. I know what it says in the Mechilta. I know what it says in the Medrash Agoda, that Paro was very generous and gracious, and he went and he escorted the Jewish people. Yeah, very, very nice. But you should know I disagree. I say I'm just going to translate it shalach, and I'm aware of what you're saying because I elsewhere said what you said, but not in this particular instance. Rashi's silence is a clear admission that he completely agrees with the Targum in this case. Next. Da barinun. What does that mean? It says shalach paro yasama v'lo da barinun. So this is the word v'lo. V'loy nochom. You know the jokes. Everyone knows, right? You know all the jokes? Vayi b'sharay palachsam v'loy nochom. But not nochom. Why? Nochom hamodi oimer af. What does it say in the Mishnah? Af b'psil afkar. I forget for all the jokes. Do you say this in Bamei Malikin? Nochom hamodi. He used to sell candles. So Paro didn't let the candle maker go because in Egypt they need candles. Vahi b'shalach paresam, but v'loy nochem, but not nochem. Nochem wasn't able to leave Mitzrayim. He had to stay in Mitzrayim. It's a joke. Okay, but over here, nochem, v'loy nochem, he did not nihagom, nihag, and the hag. He did not, Hashem did not guide them. And here the Targum says the word Dabarinun. Now what does that word Dabarinun mean? Dabarinun l'shoyn hanhaga, same thing, it means an ahag. Okay, uvenachas. And he has over here another dimension to the word. It means delicately. Yadber amim tachtenu, to subjugate. What does it mean there? Pasuk until yadber amim. Normally, we mean yad means to guide, to lead nations. We say this when on Rosh Hashanah, before we blow the shofar, we say this nusach. Yadber amim tachtenu, which is really the same thing as velo nochom. We're going to lead nations. It means to guide. Okay, fine. The Pelishtim, the Eretz Pelishto'e, Shel HaPelishtim, the word Pelishto'e of the Pelishtim, Shebeshar Ratzos Kegoyin Ara de Mitzrayim, Ara de Canaan, Ara de Goyshen, Ein Unglis Matargim Al Shem Anshe Ha'uma. So he's asking the question, why over here when it says Derech Eretz Pelishtim, when you say the word Pelishto'e, it means the citizens of the Pelishtim. Why is the Targum reading into the Pasuk that Hashem did not guide us through the land that possessed the citizens of the Pelishtim? Let Targum just say Hashem did not guide us through the land, through the country. We did not go through Mexico, we did not go through New Zealand, through Australia, through Antarctica, through the Greenland. We didn't go through these places. We just went through America. Simple. Why does it have to say through the land where people, the people of the Pelishtim, what's this all about? So Tzorachin, Lushem Sharat, is going Ara de Mitzrayim, Ara de Canaan, Ara de Goyshen, in Unkulis Mitagim Al Shem Ha'uma. He doesn't put those two last words to the A. You add these two letters to the word which makes it sound like the people of this country. Why, when it comes to Pelishtim, do we say about the people of the Pelishtim? The Yesh Loimar, you know what the answer is? Mitzrayim, Ukanan, Vikush, Heim, Shemos, Anoshim, Piratim, Avil Pelishtim, Hushem, Huuma. So he's saying, let's look a little bit further. Veloy Tirgim, Ara, de Pelishto'e, Mishom. We don't say the land of de Pelishto'e. We did say that. What do you mean over here? We said over there, the Pelishto'e. What does he mean by that? Veloy Avo Pelishtim, Mishom, Veloy Tirgim, Ara, de Pelishto'e, Mishom, Sharak, Yashusham, Avoloy. Lohem nosna aretz. So what do you mean? What do you mean? What does he mean by that? We did say ara deplishtoi. Maybe making a mistake. Let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk says ara. Oh, it means the dalit. He's asking a question. Why doesn't it say oirach ara, the land deplishtoi? Why is there no dalit? What happened to the dalit? That's his question. And he answers, Mishum Shirak Yoshvu Sham, they were occupiers. Shirak Avalo Lohem Nitna Aretz. The Pelishtim, it's not their land. You see, unbelievable, the Pelishtim, the Palestinians. Okay, the modern day Palestinians are not blood descendants of the Pelishtim. As far as we know, the Pelishtim don't exist, completely cease to exist. The modern day Palestinians, I don't know where they took their name from. Palestine? I don't know where they got their name. Those, the people who live there, I don't know what their yichus is, but they're not the Pelishtim. But over here is very interesting. He's saying a lot of things here in a few words. Number one, let's review his chiddush. Pelishtim is Shem Ha'uma. Whatever we say in Tanakh, it's very interesting what he says. Whenever we have in Tanakh Mitzrayim, Canaan, and Cush, these words mean people. Shemois Anoshim Piratim. It refers to a group of people, not a nation. These words, we're not looking at the nation. Is there a nation of Egypt? I'm assuming there is, right? We were slaves. Avod ma'inu l'faro b'mitzrayim. Maybe you'll say that ain't a chanami. There is no such thing as the nation of Egypt. It's paro. Maybe this gives much more meaning. Avodim hayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. In the Haggadah, we do not say avodim hayinu b'mitzrayim. if we were writing the Haggadah, would we write that expression? Would we describe our slavery with those words? I don't think so. I certainly wouldn't write it like that. I would say, Avodim Hayinu Ba'arad Mitzrayim. We were slaves to war. I don't know how you would write it, but I wouldn't put the emphasis on Paro. Paro is just the occupier of the throne. When he's dead, there'll be someone else. And when he's gone, someone else. There's a hierarchy. There's a president, the vice president, the speaker. You know, there's a whole hierarchy. Who cares who's in charge? You are subjugated by a nation. Yet, in the Haggadah, we don't say that. I don't know what the pshat is. Haggadah, Avodim Hayinu Lefaro. B'Mitzrayim. Egypt is secondary. That's just where we're located. The prison happens to be in Egypt. The prison could have been in North Dakota, for all we're concerned. The Iker is we were slaves to Paro. Where did Paro choose to subjugate us? In Egypt. If he wanted, he could have put us in Guantanamo Bay, in Cuba, if he wanted. But he didn't. He put us in Mitzrayim, in that particular country. Targum is saying the word Mitzrayim is not even a nation. Now, does that mean there is no nation of Egypt? It's hard to say. But at least the word Mitzrayim generally means the people of Egypt. The word Canaan means the people of Canaan. And Cush means the people of the people. But when you say Pelishtim, Pelishtim is a nation. It's a nation. So if you want now to refer to the people, the individuals, you have to say Pelishtoe. In order to match up Pelishtoe, Pelishtim, with Mitzrayim, Cush, and Goshen, you have to say Pelishtoe, just like you say Mitzrayim, Cush, and Canaan. Now, once we know that, that's one you say. And the other principle is Vloy Tagim Ara Diplid the Dalim Shem Shirak Yashu Sham. And then he says, what about the land? He says, these people of the Pelishtim, they're a nation. They're a nation. And the nation has people. But the land that they are living upon is illegal. It's occupied territory. Occupied territory. That's why we don't have the Dalit. Okay, go tell that to the Palestinians today. If they ever say to you, we are the ancestors of the Pelishtim that preceded the Jews to come into this land, which is baloney, which is false as can possibly be. The Pelishtim from the ancient times of David HaMelech don't exist, have not existed on the face of this earth for thousands of years, really, for 2,000 years they don't exist. They disappeared. But it's very interesting, they're still called, the people who live here today in Eretz Yisrael, they call themselves by that name, the Palestinians. And here in this pasuk, Targum, he doesn't have the Dalit, to indicate that Rak, Rishon, Rak, Yosh, Rishon, they're the occupiers. They are the occupiers. Avaloy lohem nidna haaretz. Amazing, huh? Okay. Now, Karivahi, it's near. Loy tirgim kariv hu. Why did the Targum say he and not who? Kolashna Kosov. So you know why? Because he was a Chassid. Chassid says he. Maybe this is a riot that the Targum, Unkelus, was a Chassidisha. He was from Satna. And he said he. No? Isn't that a good answer? Obviously, that's just a joke. Loi Targum Kardif who? The word he is going on the word oirach. And this you need a whole dictionary. You need a dictionary to figure out which words are loshon zohar, which words are loshon nekeva. This is a very complicated topic. And there are a collection of words. There are many words, in fact, many words that are both zohar and nekeva. They can go be used both ways. There are books on there. There are dictionaries. There are lists. People who write, you know, people who have they're professionals. They write matzevos. They write nuschos for different. They write different things. They have a list of all the words which can be used both ways. and you have to be very careful how to know how to use the word. And they says over here a very important principle. The word oirach is used by the Targum as a feminine word. Oirach means the way. Oirach kanoshim. It's a feminine word. And thus, in this translation, he says, korif he, when referring back on the road, it's feminine. Okay, that's a nice yisoy to learn. Bechlau, oirach is a feminine word. Now here's the word. Now here comes a very fascinating part of the Targum, this first pasuk. Yezu'un. We're afraid the people will be terrified. This word that the Targum is using is a very, very powerful word. This is not a word you play around with. The word Yezu'un connotes a shake-up, a person's core being shaken up, a person is shaken up all the way down to his innermost panemius. And Hashem says, I'm not going to take them through Derech Eretz Pelishtim, because if they'll encounter the Mulchama, Pen Yinochem, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be terrified. They'll be victims of terror. You have to remember, every word over here is Kodesh Kodoshim, because this pasuk here, that we learn, this one pasuk, is an innocent pasuk. We just gobble it up. We lay it on Shabbos, you gobble it up. But in this one pasuk, is this Hashem is describing 2,000 his plan for 2,000 years of Golos. Maise Ovoi Simin Labanim. Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. And Hashem knows the future. He knows they're going to do the eagle, they're going to worship the eagle, and they're going to end up wandering here in the desert for 40 years. They're going to travel 48 journeys. And these 48 journeys, Maise Ovoi Simin Labanim is going to represent, it's going to represent the 2,000 years of wandering of Klal Yisrael throughout the entire world, from the time of Golus, from settling initially in Rome, and then spreading from there to different parts of the world, mostly France, Germany, and then from there to Spain, and then with the expulsions, going basically all over the world, mainly to Poland and Hungary, Russia. At what point in time did Jews settle in Russia? That's a very good question. When was the main migration of Jews to settle in Russia? What point in time did that happen? The same time they went to Poland? A lot of Jews ended up in Poland. A major chunk of the Jews ended up in Poland. Hungary, Russia, France, Germany, and Spain, that's old news. That's old-fashioned stuff. That's where they went pretty much right after the Churban, after Rome. But they were expelled. They were expelled, thoroughly expelled from France, Germany, and Spain. And they migrated to pretty much from then to Russia and to Poland, Ukraine, Hungary, and from there, I mean, that they've been there for 1,000 years in those locales in different times. And then World War II changed everything. So here in this pasuk, when Hashem is describing over here, Hashem is describing in the very beginning his plan for the next 40 years, which foreshadows 2,000 years of Golos. So every word here in this pasuk is an explosive statement. Right? B'shalach paro esu'am. Okay, is Paro sending us out? Or is he throwing us out of the country with derech eretz? Or is he dismissing us with chutzpah? Lo nacham elokim, Hashem did not lead us. Okay, nas elokim is midas adin. Derech eretz pelishtim. The way of the land of the Pelishtim, of the people. Hashem did not want us to come in contact with the people of this nation. There is a nation that has a lot of people, and these people are living on occupied territory. Ki koroifu, and that is not explaining. You just think over here that it's near. Okay, that is not really explaining. It was near. And it doesn't. The Targum say the significance of the word Karoiv. I already forgot what the Targum say. Ki Rashi elaborated very much on that, on the word karoiv. Are karivahi. There's no elaboration on the depth of that word. Rashi, he just says loy tekim karivu koloshon. He does karav he, okay, karav. He elaborates on the grammar, and he says the word karoiv is going back on what the road. He goes back on the road is karoiv. So maybe that also is coming to argue on Rashi. Rashi says ki karoiv hu. Rashi gave us this whole drasha that it's a road that is straight. Okay, so we can say that. On the oirach, derech eretz polishtim. So where is the oirach? Derech is l'chor lashon zohar. Ki koroiv hu. Targum translates he. Because we're going back on the... I'm not sure what he means, but because over here the pasuk does say who. Ki amal kin pe yinachem. Here's the listing you have to do to finish up. Ki yinachem ha'am b'roisa mulchama b'sham mitzrayimah. I don't want my people in Golos to be terrified, to be victims of terror. It's not what Rashi said. Rashi said what Karoiv means. I don't want them peninochem yachshavu machashava al sheyatzu. They will regret they ever left. The yitnu lev loshuv. They're going to want to go back. Go back. Does Rashi mean to say, if you want to extrapolate, Maisa Vasim Labanim, that when we find Jews in history, Jewish history, abandoning Yadus, it's equivalent to saying, we want to go back to Egypt? Egypt represented culture, it represented Parnassa, it was being part, you have benefits to being part of citizenship in the country that is the superpower of the world. Every time Rachman Litzlan, a person in Golus, abandons us and decides to abandon Yadus, it's almost, according to what we're saying, it's in the category of he's doing exactly this, according to Rashi. Yachshavu machashava al sheyatzu. What do I need this for? The yitnu lev loshuv. I want to go back to Egypt, even though Egypt is long gone, but joining Germany, joining the culture of the secular world is equivalent to going back to Mitzrayim. Targum doesn't say that. Targum says Yinoche means Yizu'un, Yizdaz'un, Yechrodu, terror. Vayechrad kol ha'am, they were terrorized. Targum of V'zoh, okay, Zoh means terror kol ama. V'hu gam lashon tnu, you shake. The terror is to such a degree where you shake. U'shnei hashimushim doimim, what Zoh, and this other word, Yizu'un, it's the same thing. She'hachoreid, e'choreid misnoi e'a breses. Someone is afraid, he shakes in fear. Uncle is knock at a sibushal al shahanachama, because Avla Kosov knock at Hamasoivev. The pasuk talks about the Hamasoivev, not the cause. Talks about, I don't know what he means by that, the situation. Let's read a little bit further. The devil is zek targuba bimidbar ulahashva is a lush lusava pasuk shabob lush rabim, tigim gamkan, belush rabim. Another point that he loves to focus on, the lush of yach lush rabim. Pen Yinochem is B'loshen Yochid, and he's translating it, they're going to be afraid Yizu'un is B'loshen Rabin. How could the Targum do that? He does this almost every single pasuk. He changes the expression from Yochid to Rabin, Ovar to Osir to Hoive. This is one of the favorite pet peeves of this Mefarish, who put this in magnificent work, but for our purpose, we try to pass over those type of things because they're going to hold us down. Okay, so let's recap. What did we learn today? We learned today one pasuk. It's all we learned, one pasuk. This pasuk is Hashem's perspective of 2,000 years of Golos. And it's being presented to us from Rashi and from Unkelus. There are some things that Rashi and Unkelus agree on, and there are some things that they disagree on. They agree to disagree with the Mechilta, that the word shalach does not mean Paro was very kind and gracious and escorted us. They both agree that Paro sat in the Oval Office and signed an executive order, get out of here, you people. You're just a thorn in my eyes. What else do we learn that they both agree on? V'loy dabi rinun means to lead. That's an easy word. Oirach arad pelishtoei. We learned a new principle that the word pelishtim is a nation. Stam. Whenever it says pelishtim in Tanakh, it's a nation. If you want to refer to the people, then you have to call the pelishtoei. Whereas whenever it says in Tanakh, Mitzrayim, Kush, or other Canaan, it does not refer to a nation. It refers to people, a collection of people that are that are associated with a nation. And it does not say here, Ara de Pelishtoi, to teach us that these people who were part of this nation were occupiers. They did not possess their own land. They were just living on stolen property. Are Kuriva hi? Rashi told us this whole elaborate interpretation of Kuriva. If it's too easy, if you don't learn to sweat when you're young, then when you come encounter difficulties later in life, you don't have the tools to deal with the difficulties. Arev Hashem Dilma Yizun, this is the major, major difference in Rashi and the Targum, this amazing thing. The reason why Hashem did not take us down this path is because Hashem did not want us to regret, according to Rashi, and according to Unkelis, not regret. There's no regret. We have no regret that we left Mitzrayim. That will never happen to us. Hashem wanted to save us from the pain, the terror of dealing with very nasty neighbors. When we see war, and we'll then want to return because of the terror, when the person is terrorized, it caused him to go and to do strange things, to go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll stop here. What is it, tomorrow night? I'm not going to be here tomorrow night. So we'll see, Rit Hashem, we'll see what's going to be tomorrow. But tomorrow night, probably, Rabbi Maevsky, I'm going to show Rabbi Maevsky, he's not here tonight. But otherwise, I'll send out a text letting you know the plan for tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody. Yishkaya. My way or the highway?
Yep.